KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight. Today, east winds 15 knots, increasing to 25 in the afternoon. Seas 3 feet, building to 7 in the afternoon. Tonight, east winds 35 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. And Friday, east winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Friday. Today, northeast winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. And Friday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Friday. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, becoming north 25 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. And Friday, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. And Friday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through tonight. Today, north winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, north winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. And Friday, north winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a slight chance of rain and snow in the morning, then snow and a chance of rain in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 7 inches. Highs in the lower 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35 in the afternoon. Tonight, rain and snow. Areas of blowing snow. Visibility 1/4 mile or less at times. Snow accumulation can be up to 11 inches. Lows in the 30s. North winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 50. And Friday, rain and snow in the morning, then rain in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 3 inches. Highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 5:57 a.m. at 7 feet 8 inches. A low at 1:28 p.m., a minus tide of 1 foot, and high tonight at 8:24 at 4 feet 9 inches. Your sun rose at 8:06 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:24, giving us 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day. It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is looking for a tribal environmental coordinator. Each is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk / janitor for Cold Bay. Today is April 3rd, 2025. Mom, Dad, it's your daughter's birthday today. And happy birthday to my sister, Bunny Farr. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring science in the sea. For an oyster, gender is more than a matter of genetics. It's also about the environment. Water temperature, salinity, pollution, and other factors determine whether an oyster will be male or female. And a recent study added something new to the list, acidity. The oceans are becoming more acidic as they absorb carbon dioxide from the air. Over the past couple of centuries, they've taken up about a third of all the CO2 added to the atmosphere through the burning of fossil fuels. Today, the concentration of CO2 in the oceans is at its highest in 800,000 years. By the end of the century, it could be at its highest in 20 million years. The more acidic waters make it harder for oysters and other creatures to make their shells, and researchers looked at the impact on the sex of oysters. They gathered oysters from the wild and from hatcheries, both in China, and put them in tanks with different levels of acidity. The oysters in the more acidic water spawned about 3 times more females than males. The scientists then placed the new generation in 2 locations in the wild with different levels of acidity. Both groups spawned more females than males, but the ratio was higher in the more acidic waters. Researchers conducted lab studies to understand how this happens. They found that the higher acidity turned on female-producing genes and turned off the male-producing genes. So oysters face one more threat from the world's changing oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Alaska's population as a whole has been inching upward over the last few years after a period of decline. But as Avery Elfelt reports for the Alaska Desk, the same can't be said if you zoom in on certain parts of the state, including Haines and Skagway.
Alaska has returned to a period of slow but steady population growth as births outpace deaths, making up for migration out of the state. That's according to this month's report from the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development. David Howell is the state demographer. He says the statewide population has been trending higher since 2020, but that this year's increase was even larger.
Our net migration losses haven't been that big, and we've been able to make up for net migration losses with what we refer to as natural increase, which is just births outnumbering deaths.
Alaska as a whole saw a 0.3% population increase between 2023 and 2024.
All the growth since 2020 has pretty much been on that rail belt running, from Kenai up through Fairbanks, with the Mat-Tu kind of being our one standout area that's grown consistently for decades now.
It comes in sharp contrast to other regions, including Western Alaska and Southeast. The population of every borough in Southeast, for instance, has declined over the last 4 years on average. Howell says Skagway has yet to recover from the pandemic, which hit the borough's tourism-dependent economy especially hard and limited migration. But the decline in Southeast generally, he says, is largely due to its quickly aging population.
There's not as many people at high fertility ages, and you have more people at these ages where mortality is higher. And in fact, Skagway actually has a natural decrease, so deaths have actually outnumbered births in Skagway.
Meanwhile, in Haines, Alaska's oldest borough, the population has dropped between 1% and 2% on average each year. Local officials say it's becoming increasingly difficult to attract younger families to the area due to insufficient housing and childcare. In Haines, I'm Avery Elfelt.
A Mokoryuk man has been convicted of numerous felony sex assault crimes against minors in the Nunavak Island community. 57-year-old Leonard Olroon has been convicted of sexually abusing 3 children aged 13 to 14 in Mokoryuk in 2020 and 2021, according to a press release from the state. The crimes came to light through interviews conducted at a children's advocacy center in Bethel and a corresponding investigation by the Alaska State Troopers. Following a 2-week trial in Bethel Superior Court, a jury found Olroon guilty of 2 counts of first-degree sexual assault, 3 counts of second-degree sexual assault, 5 counts of second-degree sexual abuse of a minor, and 6 counts of third-degree abuse of a minor. Olroon's sentencing is scheduled for September 11th in Bethel Superior Court. He faces a maximum sentence of 614 years in prison. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaskan Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
The greatest compliment to a public media station is when a listener becomes a member. So do your part today by becoming a part of the team officially. Thank you for making a donation.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The State House passed a bill last week that would help protect foster kids from unnecessary stays in acute psychiatric care facilities. If it becomes law, a court hearing will be required within 7 days of entering a facility to determine if the placement is necessary, instead of 30 days currently. Kids in foster care worked on the legislation and say it's long overdue. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has more.
Tali Stone was 9 years old when her foster mother brought her to North Star, an acute psychiatric facility in Anchorage. Stone says during the intake, her foster mom exaggerated her behavior and lied that she was seeing ghosts.
Even the staff said themselves, "I'm not sure why you're here." And I was like, "I'm not sure either."
Stone was at North Star for 4 weeks, according to her psychiatric records. And over the next 2 years, she was admitted to North Star a total of 4 times, each of them several weeks at a time. Stone is one of the thousands of kids under the care of the Office of Children's Services in Alaska, or OCS, who have spent time, sometimes unnecessarily, in acute psychiatric facilities. OCS is under-resourced with a high staff turnover rate and a serious shortage of foster families. The Department of Justice reprimanded the state in 2022 for over-reliance on psychiatric hospitals and residential treatment. The office has notably improved since then. OCS officials did not agree to an interview for this story, but Commissioner Kim Koval from the department that oversees OCS wrote over email that there is a lack of appropriate placements nationwide for youth with serious behavioral and emotional challenges. But Amanda Mativier, who runs the nonprofit Facing Foster Care, says that lack of placements means foster kids stay in psychiatric facilities for too long.
They do an intake at a hospital, they get a diagnosis, and then they linger there.
Right now, kids have the right to a court hearing within 30 days of admittance, but the bill passed by the State House would reduce that timeline to 7 days. That's still much longer than in many states. Some require a hearing within 72 hours. State Representative Andrew Gray sponsored the bill. He says there's a lot at stake.
The absolute human rights violation of having your freedoms completely taken away and no one coming to help you. That alone is enough that we have to fix it. But if you want to just look at it from a fiscal perspective, we're wasting tons of money on keeping a child in the most expensive possible placement.
He says inpatient care can cost more than $1,000 a night per kid. Mativier worked with kids in foster care to help draft the bill. She says it would add a sense of urgency to the process of assessing the care.
We need to act quickly on either identifying a higher level of care or different therapeutic intervention or releasing them.
Tali Stone, who entered North Star at age 9, didn't get that kind of grace. She says she never got a hearing at all to assess whether she should be there. And she says her experience at North Star, totaling about 4 months, changed her from an outgoing kid to one who was reserved and numb.
Because I didn't have anyone else to tell me that you're just a kid. Just telling me that I'm not a bad person, that I'm loved.
She says at age 19 now, about 9 years after her last day, she still feels the effects. She struggles with self-esteem and self-hatred. But she recently got a job she loves with coworkers she looks up to. She says she really hopes this bill passes. It now heads to the Senate. She wants foster kids in institutions to know they're not forgotten, and there are people out here looking out for them. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Started out with some Blake Shelton, and with Come Back as a Country Boy after that, like, I love country music. That's Kane Brown. And Kane Brown again with Caitlin Brown with a piece called Thank God.
When I die, I want to come back as a country boy. No, there ain't no better life if you ask me. If my neck don't come out red, then Lord, just keep me dead. 'Cause a country boy's all that I know how to be. My back is always breaking. My dogs are always barking. My money has trouble making, and my truck has trouble starting. I'm up before the sun, either hauling hay or hunting. My work ain't ever done, but son, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. So when I die, I wanna come back as a country boy. Country boy's all that I know how to be. Yeah, if y'all ain't in the draw and a fish ain't on my wall and the whiskey don't burn going down, my feet ain't in a holler and blue ain't on my collar, leave my hand cranking beer, drinking ice in the ground. Yeah, when I die, I wanna come back as a country boy.
Let's do this, baby. I I could survive as if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl. Lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God. Thank God for giving me you.
To change everything, from my heart to my last name. Hey, hard to tell when he fell, that boy was heaven sent. And every night when I close my eyes, before I say amen,
I thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did. Giving me you. Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, yeah. Thank God.
Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, I couldn't ask for more.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. But you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Up next, Miranda Lambert with The House That Built Me. And then Cole Swindle with Lainey Wilson with Never Say Never. After that, John Pardee with Tequila Little Time.
know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn on concrete board, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, so feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch feeling, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built.
Never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. friends when it comes to her.
When it comes to him, never again.
Yeah, up next I'm going to play a couple of giants that I really don't play much at all. First is Shania Twain, another three by her, I'm Going to Get You Good. She's Not Just a Pretty Face and No One Needs to Know. And after that, we'll switch gears and go to Martina McBride. Here's Shania.
Let's go. Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious, baby, I am. You're a fine piece of real estate and I'm gonna get me some land.
No need to be alone when you find that someone. not dreaming or stupid. I think I've been hit by Cupid, but no one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man, and I've been busy making big plans, but no one needs to know right now. I got my heart set, my feet wet, but he don't. I want bells to ring, the choir to sing, the white dress, the guests, the cake, the car, the whole darn thing. But no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, but I'm gonna keep it a secret now. We'll have a little.
I turn it over to Martina McBride next with her first one here, A Broken Wing. That was a huge hit for her. And then For These Times after that. And then a song when I first heard it, it really set me back. A piece called How Far. So much emotion in that piece. Here's Martina with A Broken Wing.
Loved him like he was the last man on earth. Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly.
Oh,
out to the bedroom, found a note by the window with the curtains blowing in the breeze. And with the broken wings, she still sings. She keeps an eye over the sky.
a boat, I could sail away. There's the sky, I could catch a plane. There's a train, there's the tracks. I could leave and I could choose to not come back. Oh, never come back. There you are, giving up the fight. Here I am, begging you to try. Talk to me, let me in. But you just put your wall back up again. Oh, when's it gonna end? How far do I have to go to make you understand? I wanna make this work so much it hurts, but I just can't keep on giving. Go on living with the way things are. So I'm gonna walk away, and it's up to you to say how far. There's a chance I could change my mind, but I decide what you want, what you need. Do you even care if I stay?